This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. It's been a little bit more than 2 months since what had been Hurricane Ida dumped record rain on New York City, 3 to 5 inches an hour, says the National Weather Service, which flooded streets and the subway and basements, including more than 1,000 basement apartments. At least 45 people were killed in the New York area, more than a dozen of them when those basement apartments flooded. Others lost everything they had. And it's exactly this kind of flooding that's going to overwhelm our infrastructure as the planet gets hotter. And people who live in those places are going to need some help. Marketplace's Samantha Fields reports on that one.
Just before 9:30 p.m. on the night of September 1st, the National Weather Service issued a flash flood emergency for New York City for the first time ever. At the time, Alejandro and his partner Diana, whose last names were withholding because they're undocumented, were at home in their basement apartment in Brooklyn.
It was really pouring, and the water started coming from the windows and from inside of the walls, also through the bathroom to the apartment.
Within about half an hour,
I was flooded, completely flooded.
We went outside and we stayed at the car for the rest of the night.
The next morning, when they went back inside, everything was soaked. Their furniture, their clothes, the floors, the walls. They had to throw almost everything away.
I feel so sad, honestly, because, you know, I didn't expect nothing like that here. It was bad for me.
It was bad for a lot of people living in basement apartments in Brooklyn and Queens. Many of them were low income and many were immigrants.
Unfortunately, it's a repeating story.
Carlos Martin is at Harvard's Joint Center for Housing Studies.
We see the most vulnerable people. This includes low-income people, people of color, and people with a mixed immigration status living in precarious housing that is more likely to be damaged by these disasters.
That's because it's often the only housing they can afford, particularly in expensive cities like New York. And he says the problem is only going to get worse.
Not only because the affordable housing crisis is getting worse, but the climate crisis is getting worse.
In New York, a lot of low-income immigrant families end up living in illegal basement apartments that are increasingly vulnerable to flooding.
And so they're paying extremely low rents, but they take on the risk of living in an apartment or building that is not meant for really people to live in. And these tenants have nowhere else to go.
Lena Lee at the tenant legal services organization Communities Resist says many of them can't get federal disaster aid from FEMA either because they're undocumented.
And so the families that were most affected were completely locked out of any access to any of these resources.
To remedy that, New York State and City created a $27 million relief fund a few weeks after the storm for people who aren't eligible for FEMA assistance to help replace furniture, do home repairs, and even move. Each household is eligible for up to $72,000. On a recent Tuesday, Alejandro and Diana brought their application to an office of the Chinese American Planning Council, the community-based organization that's been designated to help people in Brooklyn apply for the fund. They'd gathered their lease, all sorts of receipts, and photos of the damage. Two months after the storm, they're still living in their apartment with just an air mattress and a table.
I'm scared of the mold. I'm scared of the water because every time it's raining, I have to expect the water in the house.
Now they're hoping that maybe they'll get enough relief money to be able to move out of the basement.
And buy, let's say, a bed, a proper bed, a table, you know, basic stuff. That's it.
And start over. I'm Samantha Fields for Marketplace.